It Locked on Middays with Marcus Maben on 93.9 The Ville.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Midday with Marcus Maben, 8150. 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. And Kevin's on the escort hotline. Kevin, what's on your mind?
Man, I feel like Vera on Harlem Nights. I got to clear up something from the other day. Quick, you and accuse me of cheating, stealing.
You better take that back.
On that day, I didn't, about last week, when I didn't call after the Duke game, ooh, I didn't even see the game. I was traveling for work, and I was going through the Lake of the Ozarks, and I couldn't listen to Louisville on my iHeart, so I had to listen to satellite radio, and both feeds I was getting was from Duke broadcast, so I couldn't tell who was messing up. All
Kev,
I know was he was getting smashed.
Is that the best you got?
That's all I'm saying. If I didn't watch the game, I'm not going to call and comment on it because the way that it sounded, everybody.
So you defended with your life Danga Dell every single game, and the game that he happens to play his worst basketball, 3 days later, you can't call into the show and acknowledge Danga Dell played a crappy brand of basketball.
I tried to call the other day. I tried to call back after that because I didn't. You seriously, for real, let me tell you what I thought. After the NCAA came down on us the way they did and nobody's coming to our defense, I thought that we was past player bashing. For real. I thought we was just gonna put it all to the side and rally behind the guys and have their back because nobody else does and all this pointing fingers and stuff like that. I thought we was past it. I didn't know y'all was still on me because I was in training all day Thursday, so I didn't get to listen to the show. But that's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
Kev, man, Kev, I appreciate the call, man. The dog ate my homework, too.
Kev, man.
Kevin, the dog ate my homework, too.
Kev's out here like, hey, man, look, I had training.
Think about what Kevin expects us to believe. Brian Hall, think about this, because I'm going to say this to somebody outside of the booth. Kevin expects me to believe that he just missed the Duke-Louisville game.
Yeah.
And between the 3 days that he could call or did not call in, or 4 days that he did not call in, he expects us to believe that he did not watch the Duke-Louisville game and know anything about the performance that Danga Dell had. And take it one step further. He decided that after that game, we were beyond bashing players anymore.
Say what?
Kevin,
here's my thing. If you're a real Cards fan, you're gonna find a way to watch the
Duke
game.
You're watching or listening to the Duke game
live. You're gonna record it and watch it later.
Period.
Or you're gonna listen to it on the radio.
Period.
By the way,
one or the other.
You're gonna want to get on at Steven Rummage.
You want to know why the show's so good, people?
Because I'm periscoping right now, and well, I just won't say what's happening in the studio.
If you
want to
see my pretty face, you can.
But it's getting wild up in here.
Just keep the labels off camera, Steve.
Yeah, I got you. So.
This is strong marketing here.
Yeah. Yes.
Strawberry lemonade.
Larry from Orlando.
Let's go with that.
Thanks for joining us on 93.9, my man. Fire away.
Marcus, Steve, you keep on with your show. I love it.
Thank you, Larry.
I've been listening to you guys since day one. You tell it like it is, guys. You know U of L basketball. Since I'm not the coach up there tonight, Mr. Padgett is. If he's going to start on us, let him start on us. I'm a fan. I like Honest. Honest hadn't been the greatest thing in the world, but he hadn't been the worst thing in the world. But here's my theory, guys, on this game tonight. Like I said, I'm not a coach, but I've seen things this year with this basketball team. Go to the pregame meal, get Bryce Ball in two cans of whoop ass.
Right.
Give Dwayne Sutton three cans of whoop ass.
Right.
Go to the floor tonight. Heck with all this passing the ball up around the top of the key, and all these fancy passes in the weeds. Throw the ball in to Ray, let him take over the game, and we'll win. Love you guys. Talk to you later.
Appreciate the call.
Appreciate it, Larry.
Lighten up, people. Lighten up. Yeah. We got it going. Steve, you're fascinated with.
Dude, this is done, man. My whole life has changed now.
Steve had discovered Periscope in 2018. Steve, yeah. The app's only 7 years old.
It's gonna get ridiculous,
dude. Let me go to this text line and see what's going on. Should we be ruined? This is this question for Steve. This is right up your alley.
Okay.
Should we be rooting against Xavier in the tournament? If they were to win it all, no way Chris Mack leaves to come here.
No, I don't agree with that.
I absolutely don't agree with it, but you tell them why.
No, I don't agree with that because I think that, I mean, regardless, I mean, if you win there or not, I mean, you think, my gosh, if I can win a title here, I mean, you could be legendary at a place like Louisville, man. I mean,
that's what I've been trying to say.
It's all about the cash, man. It's all about the cash.
And your people, the fact that someone could win a championship at Xavier and come here and be alongside, you know, like Xavier's not going to be Louisville. Sorry.
Yeah.
Not sorry. Like, that's why every time you talk about giving this guy 10 years and giving some other guy 20 years and giving everybody these long contracts, you're always forgetting this is Louisville. You're going to get paid. It's going to happen. It's going to work. Steve Rummage, grow up. Marcus, thanks for calling the Edscorn Hotline, my man. Fire away. Marcus, fire away.
Oh, okay, y'all. Well, tonight I have a lot of good feelings about tonight. I mean, watching last time we played them, the only reason that I really feel like Virginia beat us was that they hit shots, and Virginia was just on fire.
They hit shots.
Threes, just everything.
Yeah.
And honestly, I have really good feelings about tonight. As long as we don't shoot 30% from the field and we can shoot pretty good like we did Saturday, I think we'll be in good hands. As long as Virginia doesn't get as hot as they did, because the only reason I feel like they beat us was by hitting shots. But I got the Cards 61-57 tonight at home tonight.
Right.
That's all I had to say, and I'll let y'all talk.
No, I appreciate the call. Here's the thing. We can talk the ins and outs. We can talk in generalization, and we can get serious. It's not going to be on the shooting. It's going to be on the defensive focus, possession by possession, and our passing. People have to realize when you pass more or pass cleaner, you get open shots. You get better shots. You get opportunities. You rebound. Like, rebounding in defense travels. The shooting starts to go in naturally. You're going to need a fight. You're going to have to beat up Virginia to win this game.
Yes.
You're going to have to beat them up on the offensive boards. You're going to have to beat them up on the defensive boards. Shots go in because everybody's good players. Now, if somebody decides they're going to be the individual hero tonight or something, that can happen. If that happens, you're going home sad.
Yeah, no, I agree. But see, that's where I go back to say, I think Dwayne needs to play.
Are you done? Are you done, Steve?
There's literally people. I'm getting things. People are joining them. It's like their first day. There's Mark Ennis, everybody. Mark Ennis. Just walk past the window.
He's coming back. Don't worry about
Mark Ennis.
You see how how dedicated that man is? Dude, when you have somebody in their office whose show starts at 3 o'clock and he's in here, he makes you feel horrible about the person you are
ethic. No, he makes you feel horrible because you get here 2 minutes before the show. I sit in here and ready to go about 9:15.
You know what else
No, he makes you feel bad.
You know what else I do during the show, Steve?
What's that? Okay.
I bring it.
Okay. Well, let me say this. No, real quick. Let me say this because I do think – that's why I say I think you need a good, healthy dose of Dwayne. Again, let's not turn it into Honest versus Dwayne. I'm okay with Honest starting. Like, I'm fine with that. But because Ray and Honest did their thing.
In light of Michael Jackson and the team you beat, you don't moonwalk on them, Steve.
No, I'm not. But start Dwayne over VJ then. Like, I just think Dwayne is – and why? And I'm okay with – I hope
– No, you're wrong. You're wrong, Texter. He says, man, y'all nuts. First off, Xavier is a private school, so if they end up winning the national championship, he isn't leaving Xavier. He'll be back in the Brinks truck as a UK fan. Oh, there
you
go.
Yeah, there you go. All right. Yeah.
Never mind.
Thanks for the input.
Thanks for the input.
Thanks for the Kentucky fan input on who we can get as a coach.
You see what the panic does?
You see,
people, that's why I love this position so much, because you can incite panic to everybody else, and you're just having fun.
Right.
You're just having fun. Yeah. Steve, what day is it in the UK? What day is it in the other fan base's denial of the FBI program?
No, we're still in week one. We're still in week one. They're still in false peace mode.
Eric, thanks for joining us on 93.9, my man. Fire away.
Hey, guys. Love the show. I don't know how people think y'all are so negative. Mm. If they turn it over to the other station there, they'll find out what negative is. But in general, I was excited.
Nice.
I was getting hyped up yesterday for the Virginia game.
Me too.
You were getting me hyped up. And then David Padgett goes and says that about Honest, and I really hope that he sits down BJ and puts Dwayne in there, because you need Dwayne in there. He is a dog. He is going to do the things he needed to do. But the most important thing to me in this game is if Kyle Guy, on one of his first shots, if he goes and no one is around him and he has a three, even if he's just got a little bit of breathing room, whoever did not get on him needs to be taken out of the game. And Darius Perry needs to be inserted, and he needs to not let him breathe the rest of the game. And if we do the high-low with Ray and Honest, if
right.
Honest is in there, if we do that and we have Darius Perry in there on Kyle Guy, I really think we can come away with a victory, because we played well enough to win last time. They just hit shots at home.
Right.
I think it's going to turn out differently. Go Cards.
Eric, I appreciate the call. I only worry about that road energy that we haven't got at home, right? Like the road energy that we. Steve, we're not on. Okay. We're a little bit of Facebook Live, but that's okay. Come on, y'all. Come on.
Because at the end of the day.
You got a story of a caller that called in during the break. End of
the
day.
I did.
We want to win. Everything we're saying is to win.
Our man Todd called in. He was in the band around the time of the Sugar Bowl.
He wanted
to let everybody know that this is an actual recording that the band plays. So this is the actual Louisville Marching Band performing this instrumental that we're listening to now.
I could tell it was real. I could tell it was legit. I could tell Ralph is on the phone. Ralph, thanks for joining us on the Escorn Hotline, my man. What's on your mind?
Hey, how you doing today? As Sutton kid, he plays with a lot of heart. And that burning desire that I told you about, he has it.
No,
that's why we won that game.
Absolutely, but do you think that you lose the momentum? Because that's what we're debating. Do you lose the momentum 100% if you don't start him?
No, as soon as they call a timeout, you got to take my mood out.
What if he has eight of the first 10 points for Louisville? Do you still take him out?
Yes.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's just based on the great game Dwayne Sutton had last game. You got to go with him.
Yes.
I appreciate the call, Ralph. I mean, he was absolute, Steve. He was absolute in his feelings, in his opinion. Read that?
No, you heard Kentucky fans' feelings.
I'm listening.
You're not hurt. Now you're out here.
Chris wanted to call back in. He said that the 680 is actually being more positive than us today.
It's possible. It's possible.
I don't know.
They got a Virginia fan on there.
Locks pulling for Virginia.
I don't know when people outside here are positive or negative, right? But I do know that this is not a negative based show. So what do you and Diener comes in and Diener acknowledges that I was right. The least you can do is start a guy who came all the way from Cairo, Egypt, to be a Cardinal.
Yeah, no, I'm fine with that. That's what I say. I'm not just saying Honest shouldn't play. I'm saying that, I'm saying that Dwayne should.
Why are you so fascinated with me drinking soda in the...
Is it soda?
Pink lemonade.
Why are you so fascinated with me drinking? People, if you're not on Steve Rummage's Twitter account, you should be. Because Steve is like the new Quentin Tarantino now. Like,
it's going to be ridiculous, dude. I'm going to do it. Like, it's just going to be epic stuff. People are going to be like, Steve, coming up to me saying, Steve, we want to be on the Periscope. It's Nick Valvano in the background.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. Don't you get fascinating perspective
I know.
From that side of things? My goodness, let me get to this phone line. Mike, thanks for joining us on the Escorn Hotline, my man. What's on your mind?
Hey, I hear you guys talking about the doesn't change the momentum.
Right.
As a teammate, have you ever played with a guy that doesn't get down the court?
Yeah, I played with Troy Jackson.
So I think it absolutely changes the momentum. Absolutely changes the momentum. These guys want to go out and they want to punch these guys in the mouth, and I don't think Honest is the guy to do that. I think Honest needs to be on the bench. Stud needs to come out, punch them right in the mouth.
How about this? I appreciate the call. How about this, Steve?
Okay.
Because everybody seems like they – people, you with the momentum, here's the problem. You don't think that David Padgett either is going to start Sutton over VJ King or went to Dwayne Sutton and said, hey, Dwayne, you've been playing better than Anas. Do you mind? Do you mind if I start Honest Mahmood for this game? Would that make you feel better? Would it make you feel better? Would it make you feel better, people, if I lied on air right now and said Dwayne Sutton went to David Padgett, or they had a conversation and Dwayne Sutton said he's a senior, he came here from Cairo, Egypt. You know, it's his last game at the KFC Yum Center. He's been through a lot. He's been impeccable.
I mean, he's not a charity case. He's a Division I basketball player.
He's been impeccable, a captain, a leader, and an outstanding citizen. I don't mind him starting over me for 30 seconds.
No, and sure, I'm okay with it. I like Honest.
No, starting over him. Not the VJ substitution. Starting over Dwayne Sutton. You don't think it's possible that Dwayne said, hey, man, I love that dude. Let him start. Give him a start.
Absolutely. Could be. I hope that's the case. I mean, that's what I say. At the end of the day, I mean, the majority of the minutes, I think, are going to go to Dwayne. I really do. I think tonight you're going
to freak now that we have to start worrying about his foul trouble, too. You realize that, right?
Yeah.
Like, that's a new problem you're going to have.
Absolutely.
Because when he came in, he played so hard. It was like Ray. Like, when Ray Spalding finally started getting minutes, he wasn't used to playing, like, max minutes. You know, he wasn't used to just going, you know, we need you, Ray. You can't do that because we need you to play 30 minutes, not 19, not 18, you know, 8 per half. You think Dwayne Sutton's going to be able to adjust to...
Well, like, I'm getting a lot on the Periscope right now. People talking about Dwayne saying, you know, look, I mean, Dwayne is kind of the guy that he's the stereotypical. Yeah, man, we love having that dude. He does everything nobody wants to do.
Garbage man.
They said the trash man is what they called him on here. I mean, like.
You better not start calling him the trash man. and Philly Carl, you were eliminated from talking about Dwayne Sutton when you start calling him Dwayne.
Yeah.
That gets on my damn nerves.
Yeah, come
Steve.
On, dude.
Don't come here. I know Dangy. You don't know Dangy Darren. That's not his nickname. Oh man, I know Maisel. Dude, you don't know anybody. You don't know that nigga. Wayne's
Yeah, whatever.
Don't use the nicknames. But point being, people are.
I mean, like the guy said on here, though. I mean, like, seriously. I mean, he is a guy that. I mean, that's what Louisville needs. They need a guy that brings that energy
on the offensive. Okay, put it this way: is he more valuable to the offensive end or the defensive end, in your opinion? Because this is Virginia. So I mean, Coach Padgett's style has been a matchup with the team we're playing.
No,
style.
No, because it don't matter. Here's the thing: it does not matter. It does not matter.
You saw I was going to get on your
name. I know. So the thing about Virginia is you need every possession is gold. So I need every ball. Do you remember the play against Virginia Tech last week? One of the first few plays of the game. Got big guy, Kerry Blackshear, gets the ball, comes down with it.
Good point.
Dwayne Sutton, Wayne comes in, grabs the ball out of his hand. I mean, and that's a possession that Louisville got that I'm not sure they would have in another. And that's what you need because every possession matters tonight. Look, and the reason.
Against Virginia, it's all possessions.
Because I care so much because Louisville could completely change their season, the narrative and everything. They do not have to win tonight.
Every possession and every minute on radio is important to you from this point on.
A win is not a must-have tonight.
Right.
But you could change everything with a win tonight.
Michael Moore, this is for you. Big time girls high school game. 6 o'clock, Valley High School, Sacred Heart, number 5 male.
Yeah, it's a top 5 matchup, man.
It's top 5 matchup in the state. I'm glad. Thank you for sending me that message. Thank you for helping me pass along that information. And people, if you heard it here, pass it along. Sacred Heart Mail, top 5, 6 p.m.
Unfortunately, now you got to go play in the state tournament.
Keith, thanks for joining us on the Escorting Hotline.
Hey. Good morning, guys. Hey.
Morning.
I think we have to play whoever it takes, whoever we play, have to play to win this game. You know, I think we start honest. If he's in there 30 seconds, he's in there 30 seconds. Because, like you said, every possession counts. He deserves to start, but we have got – this is a critical game. We have to win, and we have to do what we have to do to win.
I mean, but do we have to win? That's the number one team in the country. Do we have to win, really?
I think so, Marcus. I don't know. You know, if we get the NC State win, here's my take on it, and whether it's how you think – we are the bad boys this year. If we're close to being in, I'm not sure they put us in this year. We have to do whatever we can to make them force their hand. I mean, we can't be on the ropes with the selection committee this year of all years. And I don't know that we get in with just an NC State win. And we don't even know if we're going to get NC State. That game is on the road.
It's going to be a tough one.
Basketball.
It's going to be a tough one.
We have to win every game we have left. Every game. And so we got to play who we've got to play. And, I mean, if Honest doesn't get his minutes, I'm sorry. Start him. Everyone appreciates what he did. I mean, he'll get applauded. He'll get a standing ovation. But we have got – I think he'll appreciate playing in the NCAA tournament more than he will be, you know, not playing tonight.
Well, appreciate it, Keith, man. And to Keith's point, I mean, he's talking NCAA tournament seeding. ACC seeding's on the line right now. You could get up into that – Kelly Dickey's been doing a great job after every...
Keeping everybody, yeah.
Yes.
Right now, at Real Card Game.
Yeah, yeah.
On Twitter. Yeah.
Right now, Louisville could go as low as 9, high as 3.
As high as 3.
Yeah, I mean...
It doesn't matter what you do in the tournament. If you're in a 3 seed, you're in the tournament strong. Right?
Yes.
But 3 seed would have to be 2 wins.
No. I'm saying, though, the point is you if you get that win tonight... You bump yourself up. There is winnable ways to the ACC championship.
Okay. Well, let me ask you this.
But you got to win tonight.
Let me ask you this.
Did you want lower or higher? I'm sorry. Oh, okay, I'll take it.
Grow up, sorry, Brian. Okay, sorry. You're pumped too. Just grow up. But leave it playing a little bit though. So here's the problem, Steve. You win against Virginia. You win against North Carolina State. Now you get this good seed in the tournament. Now you get shipped out west. 11 seed in Nashville or 8-7 in San Diego?
I don't care. I'm more about the matchup.
What would you take?
I mean, Nashville for me, I mean, of course.
What I'm saying, yeah, like, so you don't care about the seeding if you're in Nashville?
No. I think because I would take the 11 over a, my gosh, I mean, over, I mean, I've seen 5 seeds. I think I'd like our matchup better. So, but I'm talking just ACC, period.
ACC tournament.
Yes.
People are excited about Dwayne Sutton.
I know.
People are actually going crazy. We got to reset this show. Midday with Marcus Maben. 8150 939 is the number on 939 The Ville.
It's Sean Paul, yeah. Lil Jon, yeah. J-Bo, Young Bloods. You already know how we do it, homeboy. And Will, it's A-Town on 5-0. Will, it's A-Town on 5-0. You already know. Lil Jon, Eastside Boys. And your boy Sean Paul, I'm playing like this, boy. Go. They calling me to come back to the street with Sean P. A.K.A. a short three said it was necessary. These suckers out here very scary. They cuffing, they living in the month of February. Okay then, put a sister on display then.
Keep it locked on Middays with Marcus Maben on 93.9 The Ville.
Welcome back. It's Midday with Marcus Maben, 8150. 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station, people. We have an issue at the station, or when we have an issue at the station. The only call to make is the DFH company. They're fast and they're good. If you have any issues, you should call them too. If your system's on its last leg, the time has never been better to buy a Train Comfort System from DFH. This month only, you can get a new Train Comfort System Finance for 15 months, same as cash. It's hard to stop a train. So call DFH, call DFH 968-6222 or look them up online at dfhcompany.com. Visit, oh, no, no, no. Keep it upside down. Okay. Wipe it up upside down like that. It's hard to stop a train, so call DFH 968-6222 or look them up online at dfhcompany.com for complete program eligibility, dates, details, and restrictions subject to credit approval.
Steve, you good in there? I'm all right. All right, I'm just double checking on you, man.
Steve, replay the story of Brian. We'll be fine, Brian. Brian, we're good.
Oh my God.
Well, let's run a show. Let's run a show.
It smells like a dang frat house in here now, man. Oh.
So, yep, upside down to be good to go. So, Steve, you going to talk about this or?
I'll let you. So, anyways, Marcus has a drink that he was sipping on. And Brian come in with our with some reeds and
with our professionals and with our professional things to do.
Come in real quick and knocked it all over Marcus's laptop.
I think we're gonna survive. Brian, just leave it upside down. Don't let it seep into the cracks. And it'll be good.
There you go.
Yeah,
we will laptop teepee.
We will survive. We will get through. So, Steve, back to the show. I lost my total train of thought. So, what else do we have? Louisville pre- and post-game shows. The senior night at KFC Yum Center as Louisville hosts. Top-ranked Virginia. For the most pre- and post-game coverage, keep it locked on ESPN Louisville. It all starts tonight at 6:30 with the Park Community Credit Union pregame show. Marcus Maven and Steve Rummage live from Aloft Hotel. And then directly following the game, it's the Coors Light post-game show with Joe Kelly, live from DiOrio's Pizza and Pub off Dundee Road. And both are only on 93.9 The Ville. What? It's senior night. We should be everywhere. Even the other stations should be picking us up. All over the state, they should be taking our pregame show.
We need to go back there and talk to... We need to find out if Jason Anderson, if we can do the 6:30 to 7:30. That's what we need to find out.
We should
be on both stations. I think you'll be on both.
At the very, very least. Okay, so Steve, the conversation kind of came up at the end of the show when a guy said, we really need this win. And I wanted to challenge the idea. Of course, when you get into get hype mode, you're saying, oh, of course, we need Virginia, we need North Carolina State, we need to run up the boards. Do we need this game? Or are you really turning into a national perception guy too with this one?
No, national perception isn't. And college basketball for me isn't a thing. For one, because Louisville's a top program, and that don't bother me.
Right. Yeah.
But
I know. Yes. I know. Oh. I know. You need that rocking, man.
I know.
Goodness gracious.
That was brilliant. Genius idea.
Get Virginia going.
So, but with that being said, I mean, I think that I'm more worried about seeding in the tournament. A win tonight.
Blast
you're
off.
You're in. You're blast period. Off you're your, in, and you're so, probably, like a texter said, and I agree, you're probably guaranteed the 7-10 game and can raise from that.
What was our seed last year?
2. that was very disappointing. I appreciate you bringing that up. Would you like me to relive every tournament loss over the last 10 years also?
We were a 2 seed in Indiana.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, my God.
Right.
We lost to Michigan.
Yes, we did. Why are we doing this? Oh,
we went to Indianapolis.
We did.
With Rick Pitino.
We chilled with Rick.
And chilled with Rick.
And lost.
The night before the game.
And good thing, and if he wasn't here, I mean, the one thing is you realize I would shun that man night before a game for the rest of my life.
Just for the
energy. I would never have spoke to him again in a team hotel. Rick would have been like, Steve, Marcus, would you tell him?
We were a 2 seed.
Steve says hi.
We lost to Michigan.
Yes.
In Indianapolis.
Yeah, Marcus, and we were a number 1 overall and lost to Michigan State one time. Oh. What are we? Why are we doing this? Why is this happening?
Oh, man.
We were a four and lost to Michigan State in the Elite Eight.
Because I'm just thinking about the recalibration of your expectations. I mean,
Morehead State beat us in the first round. Why are we doing this?
They had the Manimal, though. That didn't count.
Oh, bull.
That didn't count, Steve.
Who cares? Morehead State should have won.
He was the best.
He's
a leading rebounder.
Anyways, though.
I thought that was a conspiracy.
But tonight puts you in, period. Period. Put you in. And guarantees you. Like
Are
I said,
you sure they're not going to say, oh, Louisville just got hyped up on senior night?
No, not at all.
Virginia didn't have anything to play for. They've already locked up the entire, thing. And
my thing, too, is ACC seating. Like I said,
don't you want the extra win in the ACC first round of the tournament or something?
No, I would like to be. I will give you that.
I'd love to get Pittsburgh. In the first.
No, because you got to play on Tuesday. And I think Louisville mathematically won't play on Tuesday now. I think the lowest they can do, according to Kelly Dickey, was 9, I believe.
Uh-huh.
So they're definitely going to play on Wednesday. But I like playing on Wednesday. I'm okay with that. We haven't did that yet. We've always went straight to the Thursday top four seed, and it's not done well for us so far. I don't mind the Wednesday game, but I'm looking for the right path. And I'm trying with everything in me to avoid one team on Wednesday, and that's Notre Dame.
Shots at least at halftime. Ah, oh, I really dove into that Michigan moment, and I have to get away from that. But.
It was awful.
Yeah, right. Headed into this game tonight.
Yeah.
Are you – okay, we talked about it being senior night. Do you think this is the kind of team – and we're just going to be a little, psychoanalyze here. Do you think this is the type of team – because here's another element that kind of just came to me a little early on today. This is a team that, when back firmly pressed against the wall, plays their best basketball.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to superimpose that into a senior night back against the wall mentality as well. The most frustrating thing about Honest Mahmood is when everybody's their angriest at him, or when you're kind of, a little rumbles, what I'm saying? That's when he shows up. That's when he has that extra gear, that extra, speed button.
Because Honest has had big games for us.
Right.
And that's something I kind of, with the last few minutes, want to transition into. And the back against the wall thing is perfect because I want to give love to.
He should be killing Salt.
Yes.
Even when he's not playing his best, he should be killing that Virginia big man. They don't have the big men to tolerate ours if ours are going to play with any kind of desperation.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree with you more. And that's why I say, these two guys, Quentin and Honest, with everything we've said today, they do deserve to be celebrated tonight. And celebrate it in a major way. And that's why I hope people really, and that's why we're even wanting, like I said, we're wanting to end the show early because I want people in their seats really showing these guys some love. And with what you're saying there, this is a team that with their backs to the wall have played well. And they've played their best ball. Not just well, their best ball. And tonight, I don't know that their backs are necessarily to the wall.
Right. And I meant by senior night. Yes. Like, you have to leave the Yum Center family with something good.
And what would be better than seeing Quentin Snyder? And I'm not discrediting Honest here. I'm just saying with Quentin being
the
storyline, the pictures of him and Patino back when he was a kid. I mean, everything. What would be better than to get Quentin to get that standing ovation and get to speak to the Louisville fans after a win over the number one team in the country?
So they're going
to
speak regardless after the game?
I think so.
So keep with tradition.
Well, like I said, it's not really tradition because Rick didn't let him talk after he lost to South Florida. Nah, get off.
But you're going to feel the same way.
No, I think tonight, though, they do. I think they do. I think they'll talk regardless. And I mean,
do you think they stood up tonight? I mean, they last night, you think they're like writing something, preparing something? Or are they just going to freestyle? Do they strike you as freestyle guys? are more of prepared speech guys, prepared statement guys?
No, it's after the game, man. You may have a couple people that you want to thank.
Right.
But you just, man, thank you. You know, I mean, like you just thank everybody for that.
And let's get it done.
And how about this one? Louisville's won 16 of its last 17 senior game nights. 25 of its last 26 home games against team played earlier in the season.
Who did you lose to? And Brian, do you have that Padgett?
It's Kelly D.
Brian Hall, do you have that Padgett as well? Because we have to give people that. Like, Steve, you can't just give them the little bit of context.
Yeah, because David said a lot of good things
yesterday.
Right.
I actually forgot to tell Brian that.
Yeah, because David had a lot of good things to say yesterday, and I do feel comfortable with his game plan.
Just the momentum.
Yeah.
You open the show, basically, fear of losing momentum more than anti-Honest or anti-David. You know what I'm saying? It's, you know, and this again, people, you like... You know, when you speak on the emotional part, they're sitting here and everybody, and you get it, everybody's hype and they want to hear this positive senior night talk and positive. You got Virginia coming in and you start off the show with, uh-oh.
Yeah.
We're in fear of losing the momentum. And all, Brian, you got that ready? Say 1 second, people. I want you to stick by. But a loft hotel, 6:30 is pregame show. We should be there before then. We should be having a lot of fun before then.
Absolutely.
A loft hotel, probably afterwards. Have some fun.
Especially with the dub.
They have great brownie and ice creams too over there. They have really, really good stuff over there. So we will be at a loft hotel. And thank you so much. Roosters on Saturday.
Yep.
Roosters on we'll be Saturday.
There at 5 o'clock.
I'm thinking on the 13th of March, with the day the tournament kicks off, I think Coach Crum will be having his potato soup. Oh, it's awesome. He'll be having his scholarship fundraiser. Don't quote me on the details. I'll be able to give you more of those details tomorrow. Jonathan, Ezra, and I have been texting in the middle of the show. So if you heard that beeping, that agitating beeping in the background, or the construction, or Steve and his immature giggling that my laptop got wet in the middle of the show.
Sorry about that,
Looks
Marcus.
Like you good, Brian. You're bringing me, you're doing the job. It happens. That was occupational hazard.
Let's go. Wear red. Get there.
What was I doing with a drink here in the studio anyway?
True. Yeah.
Midday with Marcus Maven. Take it away, Brian.
I've been in there 4 years here, and what better way to go out in your senior night than having to try to beat the number one team in the country? I mean, it's kind of funny how things work out. But, you know, I could stand up here for an hour talking about how much these guys have contributed to this program, how great of people they are, how well they've handled a lot of stuff that they had absolutely nothing to do with, and how they've just taken it in stride and not complained about it. And, you know, I hope not only our fan base, but I hope everybody everywhere who has followed us can appreciate the way they've handled things and the job they've done for this program, because they've meant a lot. They've won a ton of games. You know, Quentin has basically started every game since the middle of his freshman year, and Honest obviously has played a pretty significant role in a lot of games for us as well. And, you know, it really is. Tomorrow is always about the seniors, but tomorrow really needs to be special for these guys, because they deserve it. You know, they really do. And, you know, hopefully, with that being said, we can finish it off in style by trying to beat the number one team in the country. And it's going to be a tall task, but I know they're excited about it, and I know our team is as well.
Were you able to take that game in Charlottesville almost down with wire, besides shooting 60% for a second half?
You know, we did a good job of trying to keep the ball moving against them. You don't want to have what you call a dead catch, where, say, you catch the ball in the perimeter, all of a sudden you don't do anything. And what I mean by that is you don't throw it in the post, you don't shoot it, or you don't drive. You know, you just stand there and hold it. That's the worst thing you can do against them. You got to keep the ball moving. You got to keep the players moving and try to make them work. And, you know, we had some tough shots. I mean, there's no question that Ryan hit a couple really deep threes that, you know, if those don't go in, it's probably a different game. But, you know, they also hit some tough shots as well. But the biggest takeaway from that game is we just have to try to do a better job on defense. I mean, they shot, I think, 54% and I think made 9 threes. So we have to try to come out tomorrow and really defend.
Yeah, I think so. You know,
I think it goes to show that we can play with them if we play well. That's the key. I mean, it's, you know, this team is 8-0 on the road in the best league in the country. That is I can't even comprehend that. I mean, just to go this far, and tomorrow will be March 1st, and they haven't lost a road game yet. I mean, that's unbelievable. They're the number one team in the country for a reason. But with that being said, I mean, I think our guys saw that, you know, we had some things we did that were successful, and obviously we'll expect them to maybe make some adjustments. But, you know, we just got to come out and just play really, really hard and try to play really, really well on both ends of the court for 40 minutes.
You know, most of the season you kind of talk about it's every day, it's the next practice. You know, that's kind of how you guys approach the season, just given all the circumstances. But as the season comes winding down, you mentioned, I think, after last week's game against Duke, backs were against the wall. Have you broke down or looked at bracketology or anything about what you guys need to do to make sure that...
I haven't, you know, I don't looked at bracketology to answer your question. We've talked about it. We talked about what we feel like we need to do. You know, obviously beating the number one team in the country would be a pretty good boost. But, you know, it's, we're not saying, okay, we absolutely have to win these two games. We want to win these two games because they're the next two games. I mean, it's, that's why we play sports, because we want to try to win. So we want to try to win tomorrow night. As soon as tomorrow night's over, we got to get our focus to Saturday against NC State. So we're just trying to keep approaching it one game at a time. You know, the scenario game is too hard to tell. I think there's too much that can happen, not only this week, but next week with conference tournaments. It's just, it's so hard to say. So you don't get into saying, okay, well, we definitely have to do this to make the tournament, or we have to do that. You know, you can't get into that. So we just got to focus on trying to beat Virginia tomorrow night.
How do you view the importance of the double bye, Dave?
Well, it hasn't worked out very well for us the last two times we had one. So, you know, it's, like I said, I don't think anybody probably would have expected Miami to go in last night and beat North Carolina. I don't think anybody would have expected, you know, maybe NC State to beat Florida State the way that the other night so handily. You know, there's so much that's going to be played out here between now and Saturday when all these games are done. And, you know, obviously you want to have a double bye, because that means it's one less game that you would have to play to try to win the ACC tournament. Now, you know, mathematically speaking, I don't even know if it's still possible for us to get a double bye, but, you know, you want to try to just win these next two games to just try to win them. And whatever help you may or may not need from other teams here and there, I mean, we really can't get into all that. We can't say, okay, well, we need so-and-so to win or so-and-so to lose. You know, you got to take care of yourself first and foremost, and then, you know, whatever happens, wherever the pieces fall after that, so be it.
One more.
No, I'm going to start honest tomorrow. You know, not only because he's a senior, but because you know, he deserves it. You know, Virginia Tech was a little different just because they were smaller, quicker, and we needed a little bit more quickness around the ball. And you know, that being said, we'll probably have that lineup in with Dwayne playing power forward at times tomorrow night. But you know, we'll start honest and right together, and you know, hopefully we get off to a good start. Thank you, guys.
That was Louisville interim head coach David Padgett It was yesterday previewing the Virginia game tonight, which you can catch our pregame show right here on 93.9 The Ville starting around 7 p.m. We might be starting a little bit early, around 6:30, with Marcus Maben and Steve Rummage, and immediately following the game for the postgame show. Until then, be sure to keep it locked right here. Up next will be the Dan Le Batard show right here on 93.9 The Ville, then the Stephen A. Smith show, and then The Drive. And you can catch Steve and Marcus right here at 10 o'clock tomorrow on 93.9 The Ville.
If you